Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
praise God, open the eyes of my heart so I can see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Father, so I can see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Thank you, Father, today. Let me see myself. Let me see myself, Lord, so I will see the value and the worth in me. Through you, through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, let me see me tonight, Lord. Raise up men who will see themselves, Lord, and their true value and their true worth, Lord, that they might see themselves as mighty men and mighty warriors of the cause of your kingdom. I pray right now that your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Your will come on earth as it is in heaven. And let it start with the men of this world right now. Let us bring in that kingdom and that will on earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven be here on earth in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Father. Touch us, Lord, that we might touch a world that's hurting. Touch us, Lord, that we might touch our women, Father. Touch us, Lord, that we might touch our children, Lord. Bring men, Lord, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Bring men, Lord, to the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand for men, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the glory. The glory that belongs to you and you alone, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to talk about the condition of our nation and of our world. Our nation is a great ship. It has a lot of weapons, has a lot of potential, but there's a hole in the ship. I don't care how good the ship looks, until you fix the hole in the ship, it will sink. And I can tell you the hole in the ship is the life of men standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a lack of men who can see themselves worthy because of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We need men to see themselves so they can see their women, so they can see their children. We just don't see ourselves. We assume we see ourselves, but we don't see ourselves. We are taking the opinion of Satan about us. We're calling ourselves players and womanizers and fornicators and adulterers. We're calling ourselves great, number one, but God says you are son. You are his son. You are a son of the Most High God. You are a son who serves the Father God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. You are a mighty man who can see your woman. We're not talking about just with physical eyes, where you can see her worth, you can see her value, you can hear her heart crying, somebody love me, somebody care about me. I want you to start seeing your God, because when you see your God, you will see yourself, because you're made in the image and likeness of God. It is natural for you to act like God. It is natural for you to betray God. It is natural for you to imitate God. It's natural for God to be your role model, because you were made in his image and after his likeness. You were made to rule over the universe by your Father. By your Father. Your Father gave you dominion over the universe. Everything he made that you can see, he gave you dominion over it. And I want you to know it is time for you to rise from your sleep. It is time for you to rise from the darkness that covers your eyes. It is time for you to see the glory of God. It is time for you to climb the mountains that you couldn't climb yesterday. It is time for you to go through the valleys that you couldn't go through yesterday. It is time for you to cross the rivers you couldn't cross yesterday in the power of God. Not by your might, but by his power you will cross that. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is time for you to rise from your sleep into the marvelous light of God. It is time for you to see yourself high and lifted up at the throne of God. It is time to see yourself standing at the right hand of the Father with Jesus Christ. It is time for you to see yourself as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. When you see this, when you see this, you will free your woman. So she can see you as a mighty man, as a mighty warrior, as a mighty proclaimer, as a mighty provider, as a mighty protector. Stand up, my brother. Because God has something great for you. Stand up, my brother. For God want to take you back to the place that he made you, to the place he started you, to the place he created you to be like him, in his image and in his likeness. And he completed you perfect. And then he brought a perfect woman from you, a woman who possessed your rib, a woman who could protect your heart, a woman who could give you something that no other man could give you, who can speak life into you, who can speak encouragement words into you, a woman who could just embrace you, who could just touch you, and you would feel like conquering the world. But you've taken that which was made to encourage you. You've taken that which was made to embrace you. You've taken that which was made to make you feel like a real man. And you destroy her with your words, the same words that build her up at the beginning. The same words that said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Those same words that used to come out of that same mouth, those words have changed. You start calling all of those filthy names, all of those names that degrade the masterpiece of God. You brought her shame. You've abused her. You've used her. That her heart is closed. Fear has gripped her. Oppression has gripped her. Depression has gripped her. Stress has gripped her. Because you left her alone and with the devil. You left her alone with your sons and your daughters. You left her alone in shambles. And she only feels like a prostitute, like somebody that's begging, touch me. Care about me. I need you to love me, my man. I need you to embrace me. My heart is breaking in pieces. Come and see about me. Come and embrace me. Come and love me. Come and see me. See me like God made me. Will you see me? My man, will you see me? Because if you really open your eyes and take the darkness off your eyes, pull back the curtains of darkness, you will see the glory, your glory in me. You will see yourself in me because I'm your real from your body. You will see yourself in me. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to make you better. I'm here to protect you. My man, come. Come, my man, so I can serve you. That's all we have to do. Is to see our women. I thought about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus sat at his gate probably for many days, and the rich man never saw Lazarus. He never saw Lazarus. It's like driving down the road. And your mind is on driving, and somebody can pull up next to you. And you, even if you turn your head in that direction, because your mind is not on that, you don't see them. And that's the way it was with Lazarus. The man really didn't see him because the man was so concerned about making a living. He was so concerned about getting to the top of the mountain, just ahead, and getting more power and more wealth, that he didn't see Lazarus. But the day came and they both died. And that day, he saw Lazarus for the first time. in the bosom of Abraham while he was tormented in the flames. He saw Lazarus. He saw Lazarus in a different way. His name was Lazarus. He knew his name. And he said, Father Abraham, he knew Abraham. Allowed Lazarus to come and dip his finger in the water and cool my tongue because I'm tormented in the flames. My God. And Abraham told him, there's a gulf between you and Lazarus. He probably could have said he stood at your gate year after year, day after day, and you never saw him. But now Lazarus is in comfort and peace and joy, and you're in torment because you thought the ways of the world was better than eternity. But I stop by to tell you today that Lazarus is a long ways from you because there's a gulf between hell and heaven. And then the rich man, a man of compassion in hell, he said, allow Lazarus to come and go and tell my brothers, my five brothers, not to come to this place. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. So the rich man said, if Lazarus would come, resurrect from the dead, they would hear him. And Abraham said, if they won't hear those who are alive, they won't hear the one who rises from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead, and people won't hear him. But I want you to know, when men see Jesus, when they see the Father God, when they allow the Holy Spirit to interject the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of their God, when they began to erase the knowledge of the world and write down the knowledge of God, when they began to erase the understanding of the world and begin to write down the understanding of God, when they begin to erase the wisdom of the world and began to write down the wisdom of God, then they will be able to see. They will be able to see like God sees. They will be able to see themselves clothed in white robes. They will be able to see themselves as somebody, not a nobody. They will be able to see themselves as men with great reputations, men of great quality, men of great character. They will be able to, when they look in the mirror, they won't see themselves. They will see the image and likeness of God. Men, you just need to see yourself. Once you see yourself, you'll begin to see how wonderful, how marvelous, how beautiful, how pretty, how priceless your woman is. My God, my God. And then you will be able to sit down with your son and teach him how to be a good man. You will teach him how to be a good son of the Most High God. You will teach him how to be a good husband. you will teach him how to be a good father. And then you will grab him and hug him and embrace him, bring him up to your chest and say, son, I love you. I care about you. I love you so much that I want to see you develop into the image and likeness of God. I want to see you take a woman and serve her. I want to see you embrace her heart. I want to see you romance her where she knows that she's loved because you love her. That she won't ever have to worry about love anymore because she will be enjoying the love that flows from you. Oh, my God. And then you will bring your daughter up to you. And you will see her as a beautiful gem, as a beautiful flower garden with the aroma of the glory of God. You will see her in all of her fullness. You will see her glowing because she has a father who loves her. You will see her glowing because she has a father who will provide for her. She has a father who will proclaim her as his own. She has a father who will protect her from darkness. She will glow. The smile on her face will be like the noonday sun. Everything about her will be like the stars shining in the sky. She will grow up to be a Rolls Royce woman, the top of the line. She will grow up to be the virtuous woman. My God, she will grow up to be a wife to a husband who loves her. She will grow up to honor him and respect him and love him and build him up and protect his heart. She will grow up calling him a mighty man, speaking life into him. She will grow up with words of kindness and love for her children, and they will call her blessed. When you see yourself, brother, you will plant seeds, good seeds, in good soil, and you will see the harvest of your wife shining in beauty that you have never imagined. You will see your son walking upright with intelligence from heaven. You will see your son sharing his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding with those who are less fortunate. You will see your daughter walking like an angel because she knows that she has a father who can. She don't mind saying, but my father said, because she trusts the words of her father. She don't mind saying that I want a man like my father, because her father treats her like a queen, and she knows how it feels to have someone to love her. She knows how it feels to have someone who embraces her. So she's not going after somebody just because they are male. She's looking for that love. She's looking for that kindness that she have experienced from you. So when you, my brother, can stand in the presence of God, when you can stand in his presence and see yourself, when you can stand in the presence of God and pull off those old filthy clothes and put on his glory. His glory, not only is it white, but it's so white. It is so white that you can look through it. It is so white that nothing can stain it. So I'm telling you today, if you want to see the world change, if you want to see the morals change, then you must change the men in your world. You must change the men in your nation. You must change the men in your state. You must change the men in your town. You must change the men in your cities. You must change the men in your home. And when you change them in your home, you will change them in your city. And when you change them in your city, you will change them in your county. When you change them in your county, you will change them in your state. And when you change them in your state, you will change them in your nation. And when you change them in your nation, you will change them in the world. My God, send us men who can teach men how to be men. My God, oh, my brother, if you only knew how precious you are, if you only knew how much God loves you. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of my heart so I can see you. When God opens the eyes of my heart, I will be able to see my brother. I will be able to see a black man, a white man, a brown man, a yellow man, a red man. I will be able to see my brother in the image and likeness of God. I'll be able to see his worth and his values in God. We trust. Amen. In other words, my money won't say in God we trust, but my heart will say in God I trust. I trust you, God, with my heart. I trust you, God, with everything that you have given me. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord, to take care of me as I preach this word of hope to my brothers, as I preach this word of hope to my sisters, as I preach this word of hope to our children. Rise up for the glory of God has come. Has come to bring you to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a land that looks like the Garden of Eden, where trees are trees and flowers are flowers, a land of plenty, a land of giving, a land of forgiving, a land of loving, a land of kindness, of meekness. That's where God will bring us to, because that's the natural way for us to live, because we were made in his image and after his likeness. So I stop by to tell you, men, when you can see yourself in the image and likeness of God, when you can see yourself walking in the throne room of God, stepping up to his lap and saying, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou would withdraw thy staff from me, where shall I go? My God, nobody can do me like you. All that the world has, everything in the world is not worth what I have with you. I have your love. I have a love that reaches to the depths of the earth. I have a love that reaches to the heights of heaven. I have a love that reaches out from east to west. I have a love that won't change. I have a love that will embrace me in the midnight hours. I have a love when the stars are raging in my life. I know that my God and my Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, will hold me, will never leave me, never forsake me. I don't understand it, but I trust it. I've stepped on that ship. I've tested that ship, and that ship will sail. There are no flaws in that ship. God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Even when you can't see me, I'm there. Even when you can't feel me, I'm there. I'm there for you, my son. I'm here to take you to a land of joy and peace, even in the midst of darkness. Because I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. I make you lie down in green pastures. My God, I restore your soul. My God, I give you this banquet in the midst of famine, in the midst of drought. I'm taking care of you because I love you. I'll take care of you. I will lead you beside the still water, even though the waves are raging. The waters will be still where you are because I'm with you. Because I've made those things be at peace with you. So you might, the storms might be raging. The winds may be blowing. But nothing is happening to you because the joy that you have inside of you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You have nothing to fear because I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. I will always be here for you, so trust in me with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Honor me with the first fruit of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. And your wine vests will be running over with new wine. Son, I love you. I love you. I love you so much that I sent Jesus to die for you. I love you so much that I sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of you. I love you so much that I called you to preach and teach the word so people will see light. I love you so much that I washed your past away, your tears away. I washed your fears away, and I replaced them with boldness and faith and love and kindness, compassion, and caring. I love you, and I need you to go and get my men. Go and assemble my men and tell them that I love them. Tell them that I care about them. Go and get my men from the north. Go and get my men from the south. Go and get my men from the west. Go and get my men from the east. Go and get my black men. Go and get my white men. Go and get my brown men. Go and get my yellow men. Go and get my red men. And bring them to the feast of brotherhood. So we can go and get our women and deliver our women from bondage of slavery. Deliver them from the hands of darkness. Break the chains over them. Break the chains of oppression off of them. Break the chains of depression off of them. Break the chains of whoredom off of them. We lift them up from the pits of darkness to the heavens of light. We lift them up from shame, until to fame, sitting at the right hand of the Father. We bring our women. We bring our women. We bring our women into our presence. And we respect them. And we honor them. And we love them. We bring them in. And we proclaim them as queens. We bring them in. And we provide for them. We bring them in. And we protect them. We love them with a love that's greater than the love of this world. We love them. Oh, how we love them. Oh, how we love them. That we might embrace their hearts and squeeze out. Squeeze out the fear that so easily beset them. Squeeze out the bitterness and the hurt and the pains of not having a man to protect them from darkness. Father, use me. I will go. I will be that voice that you need to bring the men. I will be that father's heart that will embrace your sons. I will be a brother to the brothers. And I will be a son to the fathers. Use me, Lord. I'll go. Use me, Lord. I'll preach. Use me, Lord, I'll teach. Use me, Lord, I'll love. And I'll show your kindness to everyone that crosses my path. Use me, Lord. I will raise the women up. I will raise the flowers up. Your roses. Your daffodils. Oh, my God. Your violets. My God, I will raise them up. Your daisies. Your bluebonnets. I will raise them up, Lord, so they can clap and praise you. Where the tears that falls from their eyes, you will kiss them away. You will drink those tears and replace those tears with laughter. I will go, Lord, and tell the little child how much I love him, how much I care about him. I will go, Lord. I will go, Lord. I don't know what tomorrow might bring. I don't know how many days I have on this earth. But I do know that I've got today. And today I say, come. I've got today to say I love you. I care about you. I've got today to tell you that. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know what I have another second. I don't know what I have another minute. I don't know what I have another hour or day or month or year. But do know that I have today. Work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. Because I know that my Redeemer lives. And I want everyone to know how good my God is, how much he loves me, and how much he loves me. I come to tell you today, I will not step down. I will rise up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. They might kill me, but I'll rise up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. They might reject me, but I'll rise up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever they do to me, he'll rise up, because my God, he is God. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity you've given me to proclaim your word. And I speak to you men, see yourself. See yourself. See the real you, made in the image and likeness of God. And you'll see that woman in the same light that you see yourself. Thank you, Father, tonight. Thank you, Father, for letting me be a voice, your voice, crying, come near to the table of our God. Come near to the table of Jesus Christ. Come near to the table of the Holy Spirit. Take me to the King. As we close, take me to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to take me to the my offering.
Take me to the King. And I just thank God for all of you. May God richly bless you. And I say, rise up, men, for the glory of God is here. Bless you. May you always be blessed.